Hello and welcome to the Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and thank you for downloading, subscribing, listening to this podcast. Today we are going to be talking about West Ham. And seemingly in the Premier League nowadays, there has to be a team that is in crisis. If it's not Arsenal, the next week it'll be Chelsea. If it's not Chelsea, it'll be Stoke. This week, seemingly, the team in crisis is West Ham United. After their move to their new stadium after leaving Upton Park, the bowling ground, it has not been a nice start to their new home. They have not felt comfortable in their new home. I'm joined by Felix Lang, who is a lifelong supporter of West Ham United. Been to Upton Park hundreds of times. Felix, is it a crisis?
Well, firstly, I think in this country, the press and the media are so quick to jump on everything. Let's put it into facts, okay? How many games have there been so far this season?
There's been 6 games.
Okay, we've got 3 points, yeah, out of 6 games.
Yeah.
It's not very good, but we're playing Middlesbrough at home this weekend. If we lose that, then I will be worried. At the moment, we're conceding too many goals. I don't know why Slaven Bilic is playing Nordveld at right back.
Okay.
Because the guy, he turns slower than a tractor, mate. I'm not even joking. The guy played centre defensive midfield against Chelsea.
Yeah.
And he was terrible. He got taken off after about 60 minutes. He's put him at right back. He's put Arbeloa at left back at the weekend. Don't get me wrong. I'm 100% behind Slaven. He's a good man. He's a good manager. He speaks the truth in interviews. And he's a stand-up bloke. But some of his decisions this season have been questionable. He started off the season with a pipe dream, thinking that Antonio was a right back and not buying a right back. We only bought Masuaku after Cresswell got injured. We only bought Zaza at the end of the transfer window. We made some okay signings apparently, but it was so slapdash. You know, we started the transfer window by saying we're going to spend 30 million on a striker. What other team does that? What other team's board goes, we're going to spend this much on a striker? Because you go to a club and they're going to say, well, you're all right, now you've got to spend 40 million.
Of course they are.
So it's, I don't know, mate. I'm not happy with the board, to be honest, more than Slaven.
Okay, well, you say the 6 game gone. Let's read 3 results.
Right.
Southampton at the weekend, 3-0 at home.
Yeah.
West Brom, a Tony Pulis side. Me and Dom Betts, who you know is a presenter on the Football Hour, is not here today. Tony Pulis side, as much as I respect Tony Pulis as a manager, he can do whatever he wants with his teams. I don't care whether his fans hate it or not. That's what he wants to do. Tony Pulis sides do not score 4 goals.
No.
That just doesn't happen. Watford, the week before that, 4 goals when you were 2-0 up. Troy Deeney said something after the Watford-West Ham game where you went 2-0 up and he said the players were taking the piss.
Well, I don't think that's fair of him to say that. Really.
Okay.
Because he should be happy that they've come away winning a game. I think him saying that is taking the.
Okay. You know what I mean? All right. Well, there is something clearly wrong, and I don't want to be part of the media that's making this big thing. But let's. We have to kind of go through the problems because it hasn't been a good start to the season. Let's maybe see why there are problems happening now. Hundreds and hundreds of injuries, it seems. Hundreds of injury. Clearly, Bilic, he did want Andy Carroll as your number 9. He wanted him to lead the line. Is this the end for Carroll at West Ham now? Is he just taking not his place for granted, but you need to keep yourself fit. Is there something about his lifestyle where injury problems are becoming a problem?
I think it's, if you watch Andy Carroll play, he's one of these players who has to play on the edge. It's a bit like Costa, but he does it in a different way. To get the best out of Costa, he's always going to be on the line of getting sent off.
Okay.
To get the best out of Andy Carroll, he has got to be battering centre-halves, left, right and centre.
His body's
always on the line.
Yeah.
Now, for me personally, Andy Carroll scored 9 goals last season. He didn't play the whole season. He was good. But I think, as a team, the best West Ham play is when Diafra Sakho plays up front. Because he runs in the channels. He never stops. He's good on the feet and he's a good finisher. Now, I don't know what's going on with Diafra Sakho. Is he injured? Apparently he is. But it seemed like we were going to sell him to West Brom, and he failed a medical. Slaven said he's still our player, and he could play for West Ham again. And I think if we get Sakho fit, he is someone who really will run the channels, because I haven't seen Zaza move, mate.
I know. To me, that's a weird one. This is what I want to kind of talk about, identity.
Mm.
You've moved to a new stadium, and it's about building from there. And I'd say it's about building slowly.
Mm.
Because I think what's happened, and I'm not blaming the fans, I am blaming the board, and I'm blaming some of the signings. I think you think you're an elite club already. Mm. And it takes time to get there. You've got to build. Look how many years Everton have been doing it. How many years Tottenham have doing it. And Tottenham are just about breaking into them elite clubs now.
Yeah.
I think players like Arbeloa, he's won European Cups at Real Madrid. He's a big-name player. Is he ready to come back to the Premier League at his age and play all the time? Zaza, is he a Premier League player? Is it 25 million you got to pay for the bloke?
Mm.
He doesn't
look like it at the moment, does he?
To me, you've got an identity problem where last season you played really well, and it's because I think players reach a peak in performances and where they even believe, well, I'm just this good now. But it's all about working and as a team and as a group, not dropping below that level that you reached. And I feel like a lot of West Ham players are dropping below that level and forgetting about what made them good individually and what made them good collectively. I saw the third Southampton goal at the weekend. Your central midfielder, Kouyaté, he's trying to dribble out of his own half. And that's not him. That's not what he's about.
No.
You need to focus on what you're about as a player. And he got caught in possession. They scored a third goal, yeah. And the stadium drained of all the fans.
To be honest with you, though, that I think, you know, Kouyaté, at his best, he will take on players, and he's so powerful that is part of his game. But it's where you do it on the pitch, isn't
right,
it?
Right. Okay.
But you know, one person who last season had a really good season. He's a captain of our football club. People were calling him to go in the England team. What's happened to him? I haven't noticed him. I've watched every game this season. Against Southampton, he wasn't on the pitch. He was sliding into tackles a bit recklessly. I give him, you know, he's got passion, but I haven't seen anything from him on the ball. And just because he's captain, does that mean he's got to walk into the side every week?
Well, where I've seen Mark Noble most this season is in post-match interviews.
Mm.
Where, as you say, with Bilic and everyone, it's nice to hear honesty. But you know when sometimes honesty just gets repeated and it's like, we're not good enough, we're not good enough, we're not playing well, we want to play better.
We'll play better
then. Yeah, don't tell me the same thing that you did last week, because what you should have done in the previous week is found out what the problem was and worked on it and not done it the week after. And to me, Mark Noble, he's saying that, and we're all going, oh, isn't he really honest? Isn't he done a really good post-match interview? Cheers, Mark. And I hear him, he did the Sky one, he's saying, all right, Shreevesy, to Jess Shreevesy. It's like, he's not your mate.
No.
This is serious football. This is not your lads down the park. And it's serious because, Felix, your season, even though you're telling me it's six games, obviously at the start of the season, West Ham set a goal where they want to be. Where do you think that the chairman would have picked there?
Top 10.
Yeah, top 8. I know it's a really competitive league, but what's happening now, the more these games are being lost, it's harder to get there. It's harder to get there, and seasons do just trickle away sometimes.
Okay, but let's try and end on something a bit positive.
All right.
We have got a diamond in Mikel Antonio there who can't stop scoring. And if we get balls into him, he'll score goals. Payet, okay, he's come back from an injury. He's been giving the ball away a bit too much. Lanzini hasn't done anything yet. But they are good footballers, and you
very
don't
good.
Just become a bad footballer overnight. You know that.
No.
And I still...
never was one.
I honestly believe that we will win on Saturday against Middlesbrough. Come on, I've got to be optimistic.
Yeah.
And that will kickstart our season. So, come on, you Irons. Do you know what I mean? Let's not be so negative, please.
He has sounded a bit depressed, though. He's really been... You have been just like, no, I'm staying positive about this, but in the least positive tone I've ever
heard.
Well, I've
got to. West Ham fans, you know, they'll know if they're listening. We're not the most positive bunch.
I get it is good to hear, because sometimes you can start believing the press that you're hearing. It is a lot of tabloid stuff that... What's going to happen, I think, in the next couple of months is you're going to settle into this stadium and your fans are going to settle into their seats and they're going to settle into their sections. It's just... What it is just... You've moved flat recently. It's weird, isn't it? It's just new surroundings. It's not the same journey. It's not the same atmosphere. You'll just get used to it. And it's going to be a positive thing, isn't it, this move to the new stadium?
I don't know, man. To be honest with you, yeah, it's going to be a positive thing. The stadium's amazing, you know, but it's not Upton Park, is it? And I know we've got to move on, but, you know, Upton Park is like... I can't even explain to you the love I have for that ground, man. And going to Olympic Stadium is not the same. That's all I can say.
Yeah, it just feels and looks different. It's a different kind of stadium.
Yeah, but, you know, we've got to progress and... I think, like you said, we'll ease our way into the stadium. And I believe in Slaven Bilic. Let's put it like that. I believe in him as a manager. But dude, like, do not play Nordfeldt at right back ever again. Slaven, please, mate, don't play Nordfeldt at right back.
I do know Slav is a big Football Hour fan. So once again, thanks, Felix, for coming in.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying, West Ham fans. If you feel the same, please get in touch with us. It's at the Football Hour on Twitter. If you're listening to this podcast on iTunes, will you please subscribe for me? It helps me out so much. And we're going to rise up them iTunes charts like a Daniel Bedingfield hit in the early 2000s. And hopefully West Ham will do the same in the Premier League table.
Come on, you Irons.
Come on, you Football Hour. I've been Alex Mearns. That was Felix. Thank you for listening once again.